Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Investment paralysis. There are hundreds of so-called experts predicting Bitcoin will go down to 10,000. And then Bitcoin went up to 31,000 again. It proves one thing. No one knows what they're talking about. My Digital Money is here to give you the facts about the cryptocurrency market. And the fact is that every dip is an opportunity for gains. Billionaires celebrate dips. That's when they go on an investment spree. When Bitcoin dipped to 29,000, it was institutional investors and billionaires that went in. And that's why they are billionaires. Cryptocurrency volatility is as great as its potential. When you're ready to invest in cryptocurrency, My Digital Money is here. Whether you want to open a crypto IRA or trading cash, My Digital Money is a US-based cryptocurrency company that will answer your call, whether it's a forgotten password or a question about coins available. They are there to help. They will not force you to listen to a 10-minute automated message. Call them and they will answer. They are here to help you every step of the ups and downs. Every dip is an opportunity for gains. MyDigitalMoney.com will always be here. MyDigitalMoney.com. Test us. Call them at 833-636-2008. That's 833-636-2008. Or go to MyDigitalMoney.com. Let's talk about being prepared. Friends, is inflation wiping you out? Are you cutting back to make ends meet? Food prices are skyrocketing with no end in sight. Same with insane prices at the pump. It's going to get worse all summer long. But you can fight inflation by getting affordable, delicious emergency food that costs far less than store-bought food. You see, this food is freeze-dried and packaged for long-term storage, so it's a whole lot less expensive than fresh or canned food. We recommend My Patriot Supply, America's largest emergency preparedness company. They have an inflation-fighting offer where you can save $250 on their three-month emergency food kit. This is their lowest price in 3 years, so don't pass it up. This is a great way to fight inflation while preparing for food shortages. Your kits ship fast and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to preparewithx22.com. And save $250 on each three-month food kit you need. Do it now. Go to preparewithx22.com. That is preparewithx22.com. Let's talk about our health. There's a secret diet that many celebrities, CEOs, athletes, and 12.9 million other Americans use. It's the keto diet, and it's considered an efficient way to reach weight loss goals, increase energy levels, and enhance mental focus. That's why there's a lot of people switching to this amazing keto powder diet. It helps increase ketone levels in the body without the strict rules associated with the traditional keto diet, so results like boosted metabolism comes a little bit sooner. Increase the level of ketones in your body today with it. Keto with X22.com is notorious for selling out due to their high demand. If you order now, you'll get 51% off, free shipping, and 60-day money-back guarantee. Get yours while you still can by going to keto with X22.com. That is keto with X22.com. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. Noble Gold has just been picked by Consumer Affairs, the rating agency, as the overall number one gold IRA company in the U.S. Talk to the team today if you're thinking about precious metals. And if you're quick, they're giving away an incredible 1/10th ounce American Gold Eagle proof coin with every qualifying IRA or 401k rollover. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold. Call the team now at 877-646-5347. That's 877-646-5347. Or go to NobleGoldInvestments.com. Let's talk about our health. History is being made. Thanks to a new study, there is strong evidence to suggest collagen is one of the best supplements in the world to help reduce the appearance of skin aging. Researchers found that the supplement helped improve the skin elasticity and hydration of over 1,100 people. That's why I've been using it. Other products do not contain the same level of the five critically important types of collagen for bright, even, and younger skin like my favorite collagen does. It combines the right types and the right amount of collagen your skin needs to help rejuvenate its elasticity. Unlock the secret to healthy aging with this amazing powder. Healthwithx22.com is notorious for selling out due to their high demand. If you order now, you'll get 51% off, free shipping, and 60-day money-back guarantee. Get yours while you still can by going to healthwithx22.com. That is healthwithx22.com. Hi, and welcome. You're listening to the X22 Report. My name is Dave, and this is episode 2863, and today's date is August 31st, 2022, and the title of the episode is Knock Knock, the Door of All Doors Has Been Open. Here Comes the Pain, Panic in D.C. Let's get right into the economic collapse news. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, the private West Central Bank, the World Economic Forum, from the very beginning, they thought they had the upper hand. They thought this was the perfect time. And actually, Klaus Schwab did come out and announce it. This is the perfect time for the Great Reset. The pandemic is here. Everyone is locked down. We're going to keep you locked down for 8, 9, 10 years. We're going to destroy the economy. This is the perfect time to push everyone into the Green New Deal, the Great Reset. It's going to be absolutely incredible. Of course, he didn't tell you that part of the plan was to kill a lot of people, to depopulate, to destroy the civilization that we know today, so they can create this controlled environment to control the people that are left. And that agenda has completely fallen apart. That agenda cannot work, but they couldn't stop it. They already put everything in motion, and once they put it in motion, they just can't stop it. Because then people would question, well, why are you stopping it right now? Is there a problem? I thought this was where we needed to go. So they're continuing on. They think they have everything ready to go, and everything is falling apart on them. Why? Because they're completely exposed. The people around the world, they're starting to understand and realize what they're doing. The farmers are realizing this. The people are realizing this with inflation and high fuel costs. People are seeing that green energy is not going to do the trick. People are starting to understand that the fiat currency is just a piece of paper, and inflation means the value of that currency decreases over time. And this time around, you don't have to wait for a specific amount of time because it's happening in real time and everyone can see this. But if you look around the world, we know that people out in the Netherlands, the farmers out there, they realize what the World Economic Forum, the Private West Central Bank, and the criminal syndicate, the leaders, what they were trying to push, and they started to protest, and then it started to spread. And now we see out in Belgium, and the Realtoria Brook put this out, out in Belgium last night, farmers stormed the government buildings chanting farmers, 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 and blocked the city center because they know exactly what the criminal syndicate, what the World Economic Forum, the Private West Central Bank is trying to do. They're trying to destroy the farms, put them out of business, and they want to buy them up. And this isn't going to work. Just like everything else that we're witnessing today. Yes, if there was a war, if there was a true pandemic and the global economic system was shut down, or we were in a war and cities were destroyed and there was rubble everywhere, death everywhere. Yes, people, they wouldn't even look twice at what's going on. But since we don't have any of this, people can see everything very, very clearly. People can see their electric bills moving up. People can see that the fuel cost is making it harder for them to survive. People can see the inflation. People can see the shortages. And when the criminal syndicate leaders tell these people, you must sacrifice, you think the people are just going to sit back and say, oh yeah, you know what? We'll do without heat. We won't buy food. Don't worry. We don't need lights or anything like that. We agree with you. We're going to sacrifice. And we're just going to live through it. No, the people are going to say, okay, this is ridiculous. We understand what's happening here. We understand that you're causing this to bring us into the Great Reset, the Green New Deal. People are going to get angry. Look what's happening out in Europe. There are now people, business owners, that are now displaying their electric bills on social media. And they're saying, look at our bill. Here I have a bill that is 10,000 euros, which is like 10,021 US dollars. We can't pay for this. It's getting way too expensive. And we're seeing more and more business owners doing this. Coming from the Irish Times, the cost of electricity to the Poppy Fields Cafe for 73 days from early June until the end of August came in at $9,024 or euros, which is around $9,100 American money, an increase of 250% in just 12 months. And it's not just one person. There are many people that are showing their electric bills. And remember, these people understand that winter is coming and winter is going to be very, very tough for them. Are people just going to sit back and say, okay, this is not that big of a deal? No, the people are going to get angry at their leaders because the leaders are telling them, use a washcloth, don't shower, you don't have to heat your home, you better find firewood, you better do all these things. And the people, as time goes on, they're going to get angrier and angrier. We're going to see protests, maybe even riots out in Europe. Remember going back in time when they were the king and the queens and they told the peasants, the serfs, you must sacrifice. We need more taxes. Oh, this month you might not have grain. Well, the same thing is happening right now. And people see this. Now, let's take this a step further. Now the wages in the EU are collapsing in real worth to record lows. These people out there are going to have a major problem, and it's not just going to be Europe. It's going to be around the world. And the central bank, the World Economic Forum, they are trapped in their own agenda. Yes, Trump and the Patriots and many other leaders, they are leading them down this path for a specific reason. to stop the central bank, to stop the World Economic Forum. You need the people to see the truth. You need the people to hit that precipice where they say, you know something, World Economic Forum, you know something, central bank, you know something, corrupt leaders, we're not doing what you want us to do. We are now pushing back because we see that you're doing nothing and actually you're causing all of this. And this is going to be a disaster for the central bank and the World Economic Forum. Now, here in the United States, what are we seeing? Remember, the midterms are coming up. Everything that you're witnessing right now with the economy is a lull of their illusion that, don't worry, we're working it all out. We got fuel costs down. We got inflation down. Is it really down? No, it's way, way up since the president came into office. But they made everyone think that, hey, we did something. They didn't do anything. They manipulated the markets. They used the strategic petroleum reserves. Right now, it's at the lowest level since 1984. That's how bad it is. And once the midterm is over, they're just going to continue on with their agenda. This hasn't been fixed. Actually, nothing has been done. This has only been done for the midterms. And as soon as the midterms are over, they're going to continue on with their plan. And actually, I think they're going to jump even higher than anyone could even imagine. Because remember, their plan is to bring down the entire system, to convince people that we are ready to go into the Great Reset. We're ready for a central bank digital currency. We're ready for green energy. But what are people seeing right now? They're seeing that the fiat currency, which is controlled by the private West Central Bank, it's losing value every single day. People are also seeing, hey, this green energy thing, that's not going to work. First of all, electric cars are very, very expensive. And how can you afford an electric car if all of a sudden your wages are going down, there's inflation, your electricity costs are going up? It makes no sense. Actually, already in Texas, we know that when they had a heat wave and there was no wind and things like that and they couldn't power anything, there were messages going out saying, do not charge your electric car. And this is not just a one-off thing. California is doing the same exact thing right now. California put out a warning that their power grid is under a lot of stress and there might be blackouts, and they're urging residents to conserve energy. They said, yes, the temperatures outside are 100, 105, 98, 95. Set your thermostats to 78 degrees or higher. Avoid using large appliances. And by the way, don't charge your electric vehicles and turn off unnecessary lights. So let's think about this for a second. California is the leader in pushing electric cars. Remember, they said in 2035, gas-powered vehicles, they're going to be a thing of the past. Well, here we are today, and their entire electrical grid cannot handle a little heat wave. And if you can't charge your car, or there are blackouts, what are you going to do? Think about this for a second. Their entire agenda just came to a screeching halt. Now people are scratching their head and they're saying, whoa, what's going on here? Remember that representative? I think she drove down to from Michigan to DC and said, oh, I passed all these gas stations. Well, you know, she had to charge her car. So when she was charging and waiting an hour and a half, all the gas powered cars just went right by her. And yes, there are some gas powered cars that have a distance of about, what, 400 or 500 miles on one tank of gas. But it doesn't take an hour and a half to charge up your car. Now think about California. All the people that have gas-powered cars, they're driving by the electric cars because the electric cars, you really can't charge them. Their entire agenda is completely falling apart. And this is all about exposing their entire system. As more and more people catch on, as more and more people see the economy falling apart, the fiat currency losing value, the Green New Deal not really helping anyone, and especially when these corrupt politicians are telling you, all right, I know there's high inflation, high fuel costs. I know your wages are going down. I know there's hiring freezes. I know there's layoffs. But you know what the best thing you can do? Why don't you go out and spend $40,000, $50,000, $60,000, $70,000 on an electric car? Oh, by the way, I know the electric costs are going up too, but don't worry about that because this is going to be incredible. You think anyone's really buying any of this? No, they're not. And the people are seeing the truth about the economy. They're seeing the truth about the fiat currency. They're seeing the truth that the Federal Reserve, the corrupt politicians, the World Economic Forum, They are not trying to help the situation. They are causing the situation. And as we approach this crisis, and the crisis is coming, when people are feeling pain and they see the criminal syndicate, they see the World Economic Forum, the private central bank doing absolutely nothing, and they have no explanation of why it's happening, they have no solutions whatsoever except for the same exact thing, get an electric car, and oh, by the way, we just want you to switch from the paper currency that we issued all the way back from 1913, which is absolutely worthless. We just want you now to move into our other system, which is a digital currency, which we will control, which we'll be able to shut you down if we don't like what you're saying politically. We'll allow you to go into this, and we'll give you pennies on the dollar for your paper currency. I mean, how do you think the people are going to see this? The people are going to say, absolutely not. This is not what we want. And I do believe when we hit that crisis, that benchmark, the people, and I'm not just talking about the people around the world, yes, they're going to be screaming and yelling, but once we get rid of the criminal syndicate and we have the Patriots in place, they can use this crisis just like the deep state does. I mean, go back to 1971. They knew back then that the central bank was printing. Nixon knew it. All of them knew it. They knew the central bank was printing and printing and printing because we were in war. And they knew that the other countries saw this because the gold was supposed to be pegged to the dollar at, what, $35 an ounce or so. And they saw it, well, if you continue to print, this peg doesn't stay. And now, all of a sudden, we need more of the paper currency to buy that gold. So actually, what are you doing now? We want our gold back. And what did the central bankers do? They said, absolutely not. You're not getting your gold back. What we're going to do is we're going to temporarily take the entire system off of gold and go full fiat. But remember, it's only temporary. And that was 1971, and it's 2022, and it's still temporary. You see, whatever they tell you, whatever they're trying to convince you of, it's always the opposite. And I do believe we've been seeing this over and over and over. And over that period of time since they went full fiat, the currency has lost something like 98% of its value. Just go back to the time when we came off the gold standard. Let's use 1973. It was about $80 an ounce or so. So you can get 1 ounce of gold for $80. And all you had to do is bury your $80 in the ground, bury the 1 ounce of gold, wait until today, which is 2022, dig it up. What can you purchase with $80 compared to 1973? And did gold hold its value? It did. Actually, even with manipulation, actually, it's probably very close to what Bitcoin is today. And this is why people are seeing the alternative currency right now, which is completely out of the private Western central bank. And I do believe as time goes on, people are going to start to understand and learn that we don't need to be with the private central bank. We don't need to use their currency. And I do believe that the new patriots in government, they will have the ability to actually shut down the private Western central bank in the end. And they will use this crisis to do this, just like they used the crisis to bail out all the banks, the automobile manufacturers, to actually go full QE and everything else and take full control of everything. The Patriots can use the crisis to bring down the private Western central bank system. And I do believe that's where we are headed. Let's talk about our health. There's a secret diet that many celebrities, CEOs, athletes, and 12.9 million other Americans use. It's the keto diet, and it's considered an efficient way to reach weight loss goals, increase energy levels, and enhance mental focus. That's why there's a lot of people switching to this amazing keto powder diet. It helps increase ketone levels in the body without the strict rules associated with the traditional keto diet. So results like boosted metabolism comes a little bit sooner. Increase the level of ketones in your body today with it. Keto with X22.com is notorious for selling out due to their high demand. If you order now, you'll get 51% off, free shipping, and 60-day money-back guarantee. Get yours while you still can by going to ketowithx22.com. That is ketowithx22.com. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. Noble Gold has just been picked by Consumer Affairs, the rating agency, as the overall number one gold IRA company in the U.S. Talk to the team today if you're thinking about precious metals. And if you're quick, they're giving away an incredible 1/10th ounce American Gold Eagle proof coin with every qualifying IRA or 401k rollover. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold. Call the team now at 877-646-5347. That's 877-646-5347. Or go to noblegoldinvestments.com. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, fake news, big tech, the puppet masters, they are now panicking in D.C. They are pushing everything they have. Actually, all assets are deployed. They're pushing everything that they have to get Trump. And you have to understand the entire push that they are doing right now. The raid on Mar-a-Lago was for what reason? To get Trump and to actually alter the midterms. Yes, they want to get him out in 2024. But remember the optics that they're trying to push right now. They're trying to convince the public that he has secretive classified documents. It's a national security threat. And we need to indict him. Now, I remember going back where we heard certain individuals, even Trump, where he said the people are getting angry over the FBI and Department of Justice. We heard that, oh, if they indict Trump, we're going to see riots. I do believe there are two things at play right now, and I do believe Trump has trapped the deep state players in all of this. Number one, we know the Department of Justice, the FBI, they already knew what he had in Mar-a-Lago. Secondly, they wanted certain information because they needed it to see what he was doing. Maybe they were trying to reclassify certain documentation, but that wasn't going to work. But I do believe the main agenda here is of the deep state was to actually push this and push very hard and indict Trump. Now, I think he realizes that this is the direction they were going to go in because he knows how the deep state plays. They're not just going to raid and then say, oh, look, everything's okay. Oh, my bad. I don't know why we went in there. There's a reason why they do these things. And yes, it might backfire, but they're going to continue to push through. They don't just stop. And there's a reason why they're doing it. They want the base angry. Why do you think Biden was out there? We're going to be talking about that in just a sec. Why do you think Biden was out there talking about MAGA and talking about weapons and talking about all these different things? I do believe that they're trying to get the base very angry. And yes, they have operatives standing by Antifa, the Patriot Front Group, and many others to push their agenda. Now, on the other side of all of this, I do believe Trump knew that this was going to play out this way. He knew that they were coming for him. Actually, Dan Scavino let us know with the door. It says number 45 on it. We'll be talking about that a little bit later. But he knew that this was going to play out this way. And people are saying, well, why would he do something like this? This doesn't make any sense. Well, remember, this is irregular warfare. You don't go directly at your enemy. You make them come to you. You make them open certain doors. You make them push and push and push. Actually, if you look at Trump's strategy from the very, very beginning, what has he been doing? He's been sitting back. It's almost like Rocky. And actually, he did put his face on Rocky's body. It's the same thing that Rocky has done in the ring. Yes, I know it's a movie. But what Rocky did was he allowed his opponent to come at him. And he allowed the opponent to punch and swing and hit and punch until the opponent was exhausted. They had nothing left. Trump is doing the same exact thing, but he's going to be taking this a step further. Because if you know the playbook and you know what they're going to do, and Trump is just sitting back, taking all the hits, taking everything, and everyone's watching this. First of all, number one, he's bringing the people over to his side because they see how corrupt and dirty the deep state is. And at the same time, what is he doing? He's draining the swamp because now the FBI agents, the Department of Justice agent, people in the Department of Justice, they're freaking out because they don't want to get caught up in all of this. They see that this is not ethical. They see it's not according to the rule of law. And now they're freaking out. Why do you think you have so many whistleblowers now saying, oh, I got information here? Because they're freaking out. This is how you drain the swamp here. Now, why would Trump bring them in to where he wants them? Well, if you're going to bring down the swamp and you're going to destroy them for what they have done, how do you go ahead and present evidence? Do you just declass and just show it to everyone? I mean, if he was going to do that, he was going to do it a long time ago, wasn't he? Or do you allow the deep state to push and push and push and let their own documents destroy them? Because if they indict Trump, what happens? Can he introduce certain documentation? Yes. Now Trump, he put out a truth about Durham. It is now time to accelerate everything that you're doing. It sounds like they're prepared and ready for the storm. And I do believe this is all part of the plan to bring the deep state. Because remember that one post where you said, how do you bypass the fake news and the spin masters? Well, if you have the actual documentation and you're indicted, you can actually have a defense and you're going to introduce evidence, aren't you? You're going to say, well, we have this documentation I declassified. And look, it matches the documentation on Hunter Biden laptop. Look, it matches what Durham is doing. And here are all the crimes that these people have committed. And I do believe he's moving down this path. Now, the other thing is that they want chaos. And I'm talking about the deep state. They want chaos, just like they had chaos on January 6th. Just like they had chaos in 2020. They really wanted a civil war at that point. That's what they were pushing for. And they learned from their mistake that the Trump supporters, they're just not going to come out and just go fight these people. So what do they have to do? They have to create it on their own. But I do believe what he's doing here is that as they push this and as they push their agenda, he's going to lure all of these people out from the shadows into one place. Now, it could be in multiple cities across the country, because if he's producing evidence that shows Hillary Clinton was behind this, yes, all the agents, Comey and the rest were behind this, if he produces the evidence of Russian collusion and it was on their part, if the whole thing was a hoax, which we know is absolutely true, if he shows documentation about Biden, what are they going to do to shut this down? They're going to create chaos across the country, which means he lured all these foot soldiers out from the shadows because now they're all dispersed. He brought them out to one area in the city, and it might be Detroit, it might be LA, it might be New York, but it's all in areas where you can control this. Now, once again, once this happens and they try to convince everyone that it's Trump supporters, and maybe even they'll say, oh, the Pedro Front Group is a Trump support group, and then you have Antifa on the other side, and they're saying, oh, they're fighting each other, we need the National Guard out there because we need to control the situation, or they'll just have Antifa and the Pedro Front Group all dress up like Trump supporters, trying to get the Trump supporters out there to riot with them. No matter how it plays out, they're going to push some type of chaos, and they're going to push their agenda, and I think Trump, he knows this, and he's bringing them down this path, and he wants them to do certain things. And I do believe Dan Scavino let us know. I do believe with the picture that the FBI produced gives us a lot of information, and I do believe that this is all controlled. And the deep state players, they're working out of fear, they're working out of panic, and they are struggling right now. Don't look at it as doom and gloom. Trump, he's been retruthing a lot of truths about the storm, about what's coming, that he won. He even had a truth out there saying, well, to make America great again, no one ever said it was going to be easy. Letting you know that to take back our country, to take back the system, it was going to be a battle of information. And that's exactly what we're seeing right now. And actually, he truthed out some more things to let us know we are on the right track. And we'll be getting to all of that a little bit later. But first, let's talk about Biden right now, because he had his rally in Pennsylvania. And remember, he got 81 million ballots, not votes, but ballots, illegal ballots. So when you have a rally like this and all the people are behind you, wouldn't you expect that he would have a football stadium completely filled with people cheering his name? Hey, has anyone actually seen Biden hats and Biden T-shirts all over the place, every place you go? I haven't seen any, actually. I see more Trump hats and more Trump shirts than anything else. But wouldn't you think that he would have a football stadium filled with people out in Pennsylvania? Why was he in a small little gym where there were bleachers that were empty and there were only people on one wall, and they did a close-up angle to make you think like he had a lot of people there? He's talking to absolutely nobody. That tells you everything you need to know. And we're going to be talking a little bit more about Biden a little bit later, but what he said about the Second Amendment. And we need to keep in mind that these individuals that are in office, remember, they were installed because they're part of the criminal syndicate. They were installed in these positions, and they took an oath to uphold the Constitution and to protect the Constitution. If you have a criminal syndicate leader talking about we don't need the Second Amendment, didn't they violate their oath? Wouldn't you expect the leader to be behind the Constitution, the one that ran for election and was put into this position? You wouldn't expect the leader to say you don't need weapons. The Second Amendment should be scrubbed. The First Amendment should be controlled with certain people that can say certain things because hate speech is not nice. You see, these people took an oath. They were supposed to uphold and defend the Constitution. This is how you know they're the criminal syndicate. As soon as they open their mouths and it goes against the Constitution, they are not an elected leader. They are part of the criminal syndicate, period. The end. We'll be talking a little bit more about that a little bit later. But first, let's talk about what's happening with Project Veritas, because they went undercover once again out in Connecticut, and they caught this public school assistant principal out in Connecticut, and he was talking about how they discriminate against hiring Catholics and hopes to ensure students vote Democrat in the future. He says, we just don't hire Catholics. Now, what's very interesting about this is that this person is part of our school system who's teaching our young, and he's discriminating based on religion, which violates what? Oh, wait, the Constitution again. This is how you know these people are part of the criminal syndicate. Project Veritas put this out, and it seems that the superintendent of the Greenwich Public School System, Tony Jones, said, okay, we saw this undercover video, and we are now looking into this, and we do not discriminate. And I do believe that this person right now, this person is on leave, which I find very interesting because they didn't know anything about this, or did they know about it? I can't believe they didn't. And I'm sure there's many, many others around the country that are discriminating against certain people. Remember, when they talk about racism and they talk about racial slurs and they talk about this, just look at Biden. Just look at all these people. And you can see very, very clearly who the racists are and who aren't the racist. And since we're talking about racism, something happened with the Duke volleyball team. Jay Billis put this out on Twitter and says, the reprehensible and morally contemptible racial slurs and threats aimed at Rachel Richardson and her Duke volleyball teammates last Friday at BYU were beyond unacceptable. Well, it turns out this entire story where someone heard someone say something that was a racist slur, it turns out, and Stephen Miller responded to this, it turns out that this didn't happen. And will ESPN issue a retraction now that you brought their network into it? So are they going to say, yeah, this really didn't happen? Probably not, but we'll have to see how this plays out. But once again, look what they're trying to push here. They're trying to push something that really doesn't exist in America. I'm not saying it doesn't exist everywhere. Yes, you might have it a little bit here, a little bit there, but the majority of America, it's not like this. I mean, when you go traveling and you go across America and you see black people, Asian people, white people, they're all getting along. There's no problems whatsoever. This is generally what America is all about. And most of the time, Americans, they just want to do their thing. Just like our founding father said, they just want to work. They just want to provide for their family. They don't want government telling them what to do. They don't want propaganda. They don't want any of this. And I do believe the time is coming where the people are now seeing the truth and they're seeing how the propaganda works, especially with racism, CRT, and everything else. And people are starting to wake up to this right now, that the fake news has been using fake stories for a very long time to convince them of something that really doesn't exist. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that we know that Durham is on the hunt. He is hunting down all the treasonous individuals. And Trump, he put out a truth on Truth Social, and he said the following: when Paul Sperry speaks, I listen. So what did Paul Sperry say? And I'll read the rest of Trump's in a minute. Well, Paul Sperry, he said, sources tell me there is an EC, electronic communication, formally opening a counterintelligence case against Trump when he was POTUS. It targets Trump personally, not as advisors or campaign. I'm told Strzok wrote it at the direction of McCabe. It's dated early May 2017. The document is highly classified and McCabe ordered no circulation via FBI email. But there is no reason it shouldn't be in Durham's final report, shouldn't be disclosed in full, now that the whole world knows the Russiagate probe was a hoax. So Trump, he responded to all this and said, "When Paul Sperry speaks, I listen. As hard as this is to believe, with this group of sickos led by Strzok and McCabe." Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Investment paralysis. There are hundreds of so-called experts predicting Bitcoin will go down to 10,000. And then Bitcoin went up to 31,000 again. It proves one thing. No one knows what they're talking about. My Digital Money is here to give you the facts about the cryptocurrency market. And the fact is that every dip is an opportunity for gains. Billionaires celebrate dips. That's when they go on an investment spree. When Bitcoin dipped to 29,000, it was institutional investors and billionaires that went in. And that's why they are billionaires. Cryptocurrency volatility is as great as its potential. When you're ready to invest in crypto, currency, My Digital Money is here. Whether you want to open a crypto IRA or trade in cash, My Digital Money is a US-based cryptocurrency company that will answer your call, whether it's a forgotten password or a question about coins available. They are there to help. They will not force you to listen to a 10-minute automated message. Call them and they will answer. They are here to help you every step of the ups and downs. Every dip is an opportunity for gains. MyDigitalMoney.com will always be here. MyDigitalMoney.com. Test us. Call them at 833-636-2008. That's 833-636-2008. Or go to MyDigitalMoney.com. Let's talk about being prepared. Friends, is inflation wiping you out? Are you cutting back to make ends meet? Food prices are skyrocketing with no end in sight. Same with insane prices at the pump. It's going to get worse all summer long. But you can fight inflation by getting affordable, delicious emergency food that costs far less than store-bought food. You see, this food is freeze-dried and packaged for long-term storage, so it's a whole lot less expensive than fresh or canned food. We recommend My Patriot Supply, America's largest emergency preparedness company. They have an inflation-fighting offer where you can save $250 on their three-month emergency food kit. This is their lowest price in 3 years, so don't pass it up. This is a great way to fight inflation while preparing for food shortages. Your kits ship fast and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to preparewithx22.com. And save $250 on each three-month food kit you need. Do it now. Go to preparewithx22.com. That is preparewithx22.com. I wouldn't put it past them. Hopefully, John Durham can move quickly on this and everything else. They spied on my campaign, lied to the FISA court, and did so much else that was really bad, evil, unlawful, and unconstitutional. The public is waiting with bated breath for the Durham report, which should reveal corruption at a level never seen before in our country. Durham owes speed and accuracy to the American people, and speed and accuracy are capitalized. I do believe Trump just sent a message to Durham. It's go time. And I do believe Durham, he's going to start moving along here. And we're going to see a lot of different things, because think about what's happening now with Mar-a-Lago. Remember, it's the same documents, the same people, the same everything. This is going to be a complete and utter disaster for them. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that we see Rod Rosenstein, he must sit for a deposition in Peter Strzok's suit over his firing. So the Justice Department's former second-in-command, who released a text message of former FBI employees concerned about Trump's presidency, will face questions from at least one of these employees in a deposition. Rod Rosenstein, who was a deputy attorney general from April 2017 to May 2019, has a deposition scheduled for September 15th in the case against the Attorney General's Office, the Justice Department, and the FBI by former agent Peter Strzok. The ex-deputy attorney general served as the number two for both Jeff Sessions and Bill Barr. Two lawsuits against federal law enforcement officials and agencies by Strzok and former FBI lawyer Lisa Page stem from the December 2017 release of text messages between the two in which they exchanged concerns about a possible Trump presidency. The messages also revealed that Strzok and Page were having an extramarital affair. So this is going to be very, very interesting, because all of this stuff is hitting all at once. And again, with Strzok, I don't believe there's any documentation saying that he's FBI. I wonder if he's CIA, but we'll have to see how this all plays out. Now, what's very interesting is we know that as this information is going to be pouring out, the deep state players, the fake news, big tech, the puppet masters, they can't allow this information to be propagated to the public. They need control to control what's happening. And the only way to control things is to first censor, which we've been seeing, and then use certain propaganda tactics to try to keep everyone away from True Social, keep them away from Rumble, keep them away from Gab, keep them away from CloudHub, keep them away from BitChute, keep them away from everything. And you could see they're really attacking True Social. Now, if True Social was absolutely nothing and it was a dead site that where people weren't on it, they wouldn't care. You don't hear them really talking about any other platform. Why are they so worried about True Social? Because they know that the people are there. The people are talking about the truth, and Trump, he's truthing about the truth on True Social. That's a lot of truth right there. But Devin Nunes, he cleared this up, and he said the following. There's a whole host of people out there who don't want this to succeed, including people in the Biden administration, including big tech. Those who make these accusations are making very serious accusations and allegations. It's complete bar talk. It's complete fake news designed not only to hurt True Social, but also to hurt TS investors. The establishment is panicking that we are winning the information war. And that is absolutely true. This is an information war. And if you have control of the information, if you have control of the facts and the truth, you can win against propaganda every single time. If you notice and you go back in time, and I don't know why people are worried about this, because if you just look at Trump's track record, every single time the deep state players, the fake news, big tech, the puppet masters went after Trump, have they ever succeeded in what they're doing? Or did the truth and the facts come out, and did the truth and the facts shut down their propaganda? So when you're looking at what's happening at Mar-a-Lago, do you think, oh, this is just happening because it's happening? Or do you think something else is about to happen? Do you really think they have Trump? Do you really think that he has classified information? No, he told everyone from the very beginning he's declassifying it all. They don't want this information out there. They know what's coming. They need chaos. Trump wants them to head down this path. Because does it make it better for them in the end? No, it hurts them in the end. And you can see what's happening now with whistleblowers coming forth. We'll be talking about that in just a sec. And you can see that there are whistleblowers in the DOJ, the FBI, and the DOJ, they're panicking over it. They sent out a memo saying, listen, anyone that's going to be a whistleblower, you better not do this. We'll be talking about that in just a sec. But first, let's talk about New York City, because we can see New York City, they will begin posting signs proclaiming Times Square is a gun-free zone. And remember, the Supreme Court told New York City and California, listen, you can't look at social media sites and make your own opinion of who can have a weapon or have not or not have a weapon. That is completely unconstitutional. So what did New York do? They took it to the next level. They said, okay, everyone can carry a weapon except, oh, in the state of New York. I mean, is that constitutional? No, that's completely unconstitutional. It's the same thing that they were doing. Makes no difference. So what do you think is going to happen when they start posting signs, gun-free zone, gun-free zone, gun-free zone? All the criminals that get their guns on the black market, they're going to say, oh, great, thank you so much. This is incredible. Now we know that people aren't going to be carrying weapons. We will, because we're criminals. We don't follow the law. And now we can rob people, and it's going to be so much easier. Crime is going to skyrocket in New York. It's going to be an absolute disaster. Nobody's going to even want to go there. Businesses are going to move out. Think about Chicago on crack. It's going to be a complete and utter nightmare. But look what Biden was doing. He was out in Pennsylvania talking about his, you know, to his 20 people there. They're probably paid to be there. It's probably not even his supporters. And he's talking about, hey, listen, if you're coming at the government and you think the gun's going to work, well, let me just tell you, it's not, because we have F-15s. Well, first of all, why would the people be coming after the government? Why would the people just attack the government? Does that make any sense? And why is he even saying this? He said the brave right-wing Americans who claim the Second Amendment is meant to fight back against tyrannical government would be obliterated by the military. So does he think that something is going to happen? This is a strange comment to make right now. Because think about it. We have the raid on Mar-a-Lago. We're seeing all over the news saying that Trump most likely is going to be indicted. That's what they're pushing for. Doesn't mean it's going to happen, but this is what they're pushing for. I do believe this is their goal. And if there is an indictment, they want the Trump supporters to get angry. Now, do they really think the Trump supporters are going to go with all their weapons and fight against the government? Or are they going to stage this? Well, this is what they're preparing. This is how they're preparing the narrative. And once again, the Patriots, they are not going to be doing this. And if anyone goes out there, this is a trap. Think about what happened in January 6th. People that were just walking into the building, minding their own business, taking pictures. It was a trap from the very, very beginning. The deep state players, they play dirty. They play for keeps. They don't care about your life. They don't care. I mean, look at all the people that are in prison right now. This completely goes against the Constitution. They're in there for 500 plus days. They don't care. Don't fall into their trap. And I do believe this is a trap for them, actually. I do believe Trump is leading them into this position, and it's going to be a complete and utter disaster for them. Remember, Antifa has been mapped a long time ago. The military intelligence, you think they just stopped what they're doing? They were activated on November 3rd. There was an insurrection. Our government was overthrown. They gave Trump the choice. What should we do? Should the military go in? Well, that might turn out to be a complete and utter mess. It could be a civil war because we know that's what the deep state was going to do. Or can we attack this in a different way using irregular warfare? And that's exactly what's playing out right now. And by doing this, the people now are getting a front row seat to this show. And they're now starting to see all those people that were hiding in the shadows, in the dark, and nobody knew that these people were corrupt, treasonous. Now you can see that they don't follow the rule of law. You can see how they're covering up their own crimes. And as time goes on, more and more people are going to see this. And as time goes on, it's going to get worse and worse for them. Just like the pandemic. That didn't do what they thought it was going to do. They thought everyone would be vaccinated, we'd be under control with the vaccine passports, everyone would be locked down, and they would have complete and utter control and bring us into the Great Reset, the Green New Deal. But remember, the Constitution is standing in their way. Every time they try something, the United States is on the hill shining a light to the rest of the countries. And as soon as the United States says, this can't be done, it's unconstitutional, the rest of the world says, crap. We thought we had them, but now we can't move forward because if the United States is not moving forward, the rest of the countries can't move forward. Why do you think all the other countries started to back off? Yes, they might try certain things, wear your mask, do this. Remember, they're dictators. They're part of the criminal syndicate. They want to keep their control. I mean, look what's happening out at UC Berkeley. Yes, I know it's in California. It's a corrupt area, but this is very interesting. They want people to wear masks. It's required to wear masks again. But you're probably thinking, oh, it's that old COVID trick again. Oh, no, it's not COVID. Because when you read UC Berkeley mask requirements, it says masks are strongly recommended but not required indoors regardless of COVID-19 vaccination status. So it has nothing to do with COVID. It has to do with the flu. And they have a statement here right under COVID. It says masks are required during flu season if not vaccinated for the flu. So I don't even think you can make this stuff up. So now they're saying, hey, if you're not vaccinated for the flu, you must wear a mask. How come they're not using COVID anymore? Because the CDC guidance says you must treat the vaccinated and unvaccinated the same. So they want people to wear masks for the flu now, and they're trying to force you to get a flu shot. Is that absolutely ridiculous? Yes. And once again, we have hundreds of studies peer-reviewed that show masks don't work, that they're actually dangerous. And there was a recent study confirmed that disposable face masks release dangerous levels of carcinogen titanium dioxide. The study found that TiO2 levels exceeded the acceptable exposure level by 4 times or more. And this is coming from the NIH National Library of Medicine. So once again, we're wearing these masks and people are still wearing them. This is very dangerous. Think about all the bacteria that's getting caught up in there. Think about the carcinogens from these masks, breathing it in every single day. It was never meant to be. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that Governor DeSantis, he has filed a lawsuit alleging that the U.S. Food and Drug Administration has not complied with public records requests that would shed light on why the FDA has not yet approved the state's proposed program to import cheaper prescription drugs from Canada. Because Big Pharma doesn't want you to do this. He says 630 days and they still haven't given us an answer. So now he's filing a lawsuit. He says this is completely unlawful and it violates federal law. And we're going to ask a federal judge to order the FDA to put an end to that delay and to approve Florida's plan. Let's talk about our health. History is being made. Thanks to a new study, there is strong evidence to suggest collagen is one of the best supplements in the world to help reduce the appearance of skin aging. Researchers found that the supplement helped improve the skin elasticity and hydration of over 1,100 people. That's why I've been using it. Other products do not contain the same level of the five critically important types of collagen for bright, even, and younger skin like my favorite collagen does. It combines the right types and the right amount of collagen your skin needs to help rejuvenate its elasticity. Unlock the secret to healthy aging with this amazing powder. Healthwithx22.com is notorious for selling out due to their high demand. If you order now, you'll get 51% off, free shipping, and 60-day money-back guarantee. Get yours while you still can by going to healthwithx22.com. That is healthwithx22.com. Isn't that amazing? I wonder why they're waiting so long, because they never really wanted to do it. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that Biden was out there saying, we must fund the police. Remember, the midterms are coming up. Everything out of his mouth is a complete and utter lie. Go back in time. Remember when all those people, when the riots were happening, the Summer of Love, when they burned down things, killed people, looted everything, and everyone was saying, defund the police, defund the police, defund the police, all these different cities. They even painted it on their streets, just like they said BLM, they painted that too. Well, Foot Doc on True Social put this out and shows the different pictures of different parts of the city where it says, defund the police, defund the police, defund the police. So they were telling everyone at that time to defund the police. Yes, it was the Democrats. It was in all the blue states. They were pushing this very, very hard. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we know that the January 6th report is coming out soon, and it was scheduled to come out in September, but something happened and they decided to push it back until October. I wonder why. So it was supposed to come out on September 13th, but now it's coming out on October 18th. And think about it. Why would you put it out on October? Because they're trying to manipulate the elections. They're trying to use everything that they possibly have to manipulate the elections. And is this going to work? Absolutely not. No one is buying what they're selling. Now, remember the other day, Trump, he called on all the FBI agents to come out and start talking about what's happening in their agency. And then all of a sudden, we've had a lot of whistleblowers come forth. Congressman James Comer is reporting, and he's the chairman House of Oversight Committee. He says that there are dozens of whistleblowers coming forward, not only from the FBI, but from the top law enforcement agencies as a whole, including Customs and Border Patrol and Homeland Security. We are watching the implosion of the Biden administration right before our eyes. We're watching the draining of the swamp. And by the way, Storm Has Arrived 17 put this out on Telegram. Now, Trump, he responded to all of this about all these whistleblowers coming out. And he said this on Truth. Congratulations to the many FBI whistleblowers who have flooded the offices of our senators and congressmen, women with really bad things to say about what is going on. This is the time, after many years of lawbreaking and unfairness, to clean things up. All the things for a reason. Drain the swamp. Remember, the swamp is not just the corrupt politicians. The swamp is everywhere. Right now, these people, they're watching what's happening and they're sick and tired of the crimes that are being committed in their agencies. And the people now who have been very, very quiet for a very long time, they're starting to speak up. And this is how you drain the swamp. You have the people come out and show that these people, they committed crimes. Now, Trump, he said something very interesting. Actually, two things in here. It says, drain the swamp in all caps, saying that, yes, we are draining the swamp. And the other thing is, all things for a reason. Everything is happening right now for a specific reason. I'm going to go back to post 3432 because he said drain the swamp. And this is July 14, 2019, it says the following. This is not another four-year election. Drain the swamp does not simply refer to removal of those corrupt in D.C. God wins. Absolutely. And now we have Merrick Garland, because all the whistleblowers are coming forth. We have whistleblowers from the FBI, whistleblowers from the DOJ, and you can see there's panic in D.C. Because if these people come forth and they start talking about what's really going on in their agencies, this is going to be a problem for the FBI, the CIA, the Border Patrol, the DOJ, and the rest. So Merrick Garland came out, and he just ordered that no members of the DOJ can contact Congress. Isn't that against the law? That's very interesting. Jason Foster on Twitter put this out and said the following. If true, that would violate 5 U.S.C. Section 7211, the Lloyd La Follette Act. So let me just read this for a sec. The right of employees, individually or collectively, to petition Congress or a member of Congress, or to furnish information to either House of Congress or to a committee of member thereof, may not be interfered with or denied. Well, it does seem like it's an interference if you're telling them not to do it, doesn't it? Let me continue with Jason here. He said, it would also make AG Garland's salary no longer an unauthorized appropriation. See this letter, for example, on HUD officials who got caught doing the same exact thing. And here's the nonpartisan GAO opinion that is cited in the letter above explaining the history and purpose of these laws to ensure Congress has the info needed to perform its constitutional functions. And why is he doing this? He is panicking right now because it's all falling apart on them. The people are seeing their crimes. The people are seeing what they're doing. Molly put this out on Twitter. She said, Merrick Garland is trying to intimidate into silence the many whistleblowers who are detailing corruption and bias at the DOJ. And they're doing this in the FBI, the Border Patrol, and everything else. Remember, it's the swamp in there, and the people are coming forward saying, listen, this is all the corruption. It's out of hand. They kept us quiet long enough. Now we need to speak out. And it's happening. The swamp is being drained. Representative Jim Jordan put this out on Twitter. He said the following. DOJ and FBI officials, don't let Attorney General Garland chill your rights as whistleblowers. You have the right to speak to Congress without interference. Absolutely. Trump, he put this out on Truth Social. He said the following. It has just been reported that Attorney General Merrick Garland has sent a notice to everyone at the Justice Department ordering that no one contact Congress, meaning, I assume, no whistleblowers allowed. The only reason for this must be that with the firing of the special agent in charge at the FBI, many within are calling political representatives in disgust at what has happened to law enforcement agencies in the United States of America. Is this interference with the whistleblower laws? I do believe so. This is completely falling apart on them. And people are seeing more and more of this. And we're draining the swamp. Now, we know that Tim Tebow, he all of a sudden resigned. He was walked out of the FBI offices. And he had his attorney, and this is Agent Tim Tebow, he had his attorney say, no, everything that you saw and everything that you heard is completely fake, phony, and false. Well, first of all, if you're retiring, you don't have people walk you outside. When you're retiring, you usually have parties. People say, oh, sad to see you go. When you get fired, security comes up and they walk you out. If you get laid off, security comes up and they walk you out of the building. It doesn't happen when you're retiring. Trump, he said this on True Social. So now the con man, special agent of the FBI, has announced right after getting caught rigging the 2020 presidential election and many other things and getting blasted by his bosses that it would be a wonderful time for him to retire. What damage he has done to our nation. Look at us. We have become strictly third world. Then he said people that retire from the FBI aren't perp walked out of the headquarters building on a hot sunny afternoon in August after being screamed at and ridiculed by his bosses, like the laptop. This was the firing from hell. He's absolutely right. But think about what he said here. On a hot, sunny afternoon in August. This has been a very hot August. But remember, nature is unpredictable. Now, what's very interesting about the raid with Mar-a-Lago, we can see with everything that's going on, the deep state players, the Department of Justice, the Biden administration, Clinton's and the rest, moving all the way up to the puppet masters, they're not just going to say, all right, we're done. Let's quit. They got us. We're going to be going to jail, or maybe we should just back off. Remember, they control the country, at least they think they do, and they want to continue to control the country. And they know that everything that Trump has done, it is now squeezing them back into the corner. And they know that he has all the leverage. They know he has the documentation. They know that Durham is coming after all of them. They know that Weiss, he's going after Hunter Biden's laptop, which includes Joe Biden. They know that all of this is coming. So they don't have really any choice. They can give up or they can fight to the very, very end. And with the chessboard, as you can see, they decided that they're going to fight to the very, very end because the moves are already laid out. The Patriots already have checkmate. We're just playing the rest of the game here. That's it. That's what you're observing. But as we play this game, Trump is going to force the information out there. He's not just going to release it. Maybe he will, but I think he's going to have them force it out into the open. And yes, this information will destroy them in the end. So what did they do? Well, the deep state move was to try to convince the normies that Trump had top secret information. So they took all the information and they threw it on the floor. Then they put fake cover sheets all over it, took a picture. And there was a box next to it with different pictures in there. But the front picture was a Time magazine cover, which we'll be talking about a little bit later. But first, Julie Kelly put this out on Twitter. She said, "I can't believe DOJ thought this photo was a good idea. So some rando FBI agent clipped these covers on who knows what and scattered them on the floor." But of course, the DOJ knew dunces like Cheney and national news media would rage over it. So yes, this is all part of the game. They are now trying to create the optics and the narrative that Trump had top secret information. Now, the normies out there watching CNN, MSNBC, whoever's still watching that or hearing about this and seeing these pictures, they want them to believe that, yes, this is true. And look, he scattered the papers all over the place and it's top secret. Well, we know everything is declassified. We know that this was staged. Why would they stage something like this? I do believe they're going for the indictment. I do believe they're going to try as hard as they possibly can to get it. And they're staging the narrative now step by step. So these documents that are on the ground are very interesting. So the obvious first question many people are asking about the photo, why are top secret documents that are arguably so sensitive to national security that a court-appointed independent special master should not be privy to them being spread out for a publicity-style photo? So why this photo? Why now? The picture is attachment F, and the textual reference on page 13 simply says certain of the documents had colored cover sheets indicating their classification status. It is curious that the DOJ would release these particular photos. The point is to state a fact that hardly needs an optical confirmation, the possession of documents with classified cover sheets. Thus arises the second question. If this is indeed a staged photo, then why the need for the box on the right-hand side? If you take a closer look, it shows a Time magazine cover that one might interpret as a veiled threat. So it has Trump looking both ways, and we have behind the window, or behind bars, however you want to look at it, we have all the people, Biden, Stacey Abrams, Kamala Harris, Elizabeth Warren, and the rest. Now, that's very interesting. And on this picture, it says knock, knock. Now, we're going to be talking about that a little bit later, because I do believe Trump, the Patriots, they knew exactly what was happening and they knew this was coming. But Trump on Truth Social, he put this out. Terribly, the way the FBI during the raid of Mar-a-Lago threw documents haphazardly all over the floor, perhaps pretending it was me that did it. And then started taking pictures of them for the public to see. Thought they wanted them kept secret. Luckily, I declassified. Right there, Trump just let everyone know that these documents that are all over the floor, they're declassified documentation. Remember, he already told everyone when he was leaving office, I'm declassifying all this stuff. And he's allowed to do that as president. Period. The end. Trump also put this out. Hey, whatever happened to nuclear? A word that was leaked early on by the FBI DOJ to the fake news media. Yeah, what happened to that? It's no longer a nuclear threat? He doesn't have the codes? He's not going to be launching a missile? It's all fake. It's propaganda. These people are struggling for their lives. They're fighting for their lives. They're panicking like we've never seen before. This is what criminals do. They cover up their crime. And they keep going until the end. I mean, think about it. Someone that shoots someone and the police are chasing them, do they just drop the gun and say, I give up? Or do they fire back and they keep firing and they run? That's what these people are doing. It's the same exact thing. They are criminals, period. They are now running down the street, firing their weapon, hoping they can get away. But they're using information instead. They're using information as their ammunition. And as they're running down the street, they're firing this information. Because this is what criminals do. It's the same exact thing. Now, what's very interesting is that the Department of Justice has filed a response to the motion by President Trump for the court to appoint a special master to review the seized material from the DOJ-FBI raid on Mar-a-Lago. The outside government lawfare group has filed an amicus brief supporting the DOJ-NSD position. Essentially, the position of the DOJ boils down to they have already reviewed the material. Yes, there was attorney-client privilege material seized, but they swear on their lives that they didn't look at it. They segregated it. Do you really believe them? Do you really think they didn't look at this documentation? It was passed on to other people. And since they actually probably really did this, what does that mean? That means they violated what? The Hatch Act, the Espionage Act? Because these people don't have clearance to see this stuff. And now they're caught in everything that they were trying to do to Trump. It's backfiring on them. And this is going to be a complete and utter disaster. Remember, they violated Trump's Fourth Amendment and probably the Hatch Act. What is the Hatch Act? The Hatch Act, a federal law passed in 1939, limits certain political activities of federal employees, as well as some state, D.C., and local government employees who work in connection with federally funded programs. The law's purpose are to ensure that the federal programs are administered in a nonpartisan fashion to protect federal employees from political coercion in the workplace and to ensure that federal employees are advanced based on merit and not based on political affiliation. Well, are these agencies, are they working as nonpartisan, or have they been using the Hunter Biden laptop and everything else to go after Trump? Did they violate the Hatch Act? I'm starting to believe, yes, they have. And did they violate the Espionage Act? Yes. If they looked at these documents, yes. Especially the puppet masters who aren't really in government, who are behind the curtain. If they looked at them, they also violated the laws. They don't have clearance to look at this. This is a disaster for them. Patriots are in control on Telegram put this out, and this is Kash Patel. He breaks down the photo that the DOJ released. It's a photo stage betrayal to dirty up Trump in public. What they are doing here is they are basically trying to get Trump to look like he committed a crime in the public so CNN, the New York Times, and the fake news mafia can say it. These cover sheets are nothing more than cover sheets. They are in and of itself not classified. It's what we put on top of supposedly classified documents to move around and say what these are. He says if Trump said to declassify them, then they aren't classified, and they are the personal records of the President of the United States. Then Kash Patel on True Social breaks it down and says, 5-day recap. DOJ unredacts Trump and Kash names in raid warrant. Zuckerbucks admits Facebook acted as FBI disinfo surrogate. Russiagate, FBI criminals launched threats against us. FBI agents who launched raid op worked Hunter Biden laptop and government gangsters from Russiagate. Fired. They were fired. Picking up what I'm putting down, True Social, what are they hiding? All roads lead to Russiagate. So why are they doing this? Most likely to indict Trump. We're already starting to see many, many articles on the fake news. And they're saying that, yes, it's time to indict Trump. This is coming from Slate. It says, Mar-a-Lago filing shows Merrick Garland must move quickly to indict Trump. They are pushing as hard as they possibly can. Now, they might indict him. They might not. Their entire plan is to create chaos, to screw up the midterms. And if they indict Trump, just like Lindsey Graham said, you're going to see riots in America. It's not going to be Trump supporters. It's going to be what they have planned. They're staging all of this. And I think Trump, he knows this. He put out another truth on True Social and he said the following. I'm a big fan of Lee Smith, the biggest. Now, biggest is in all caps. And I agree with him. I would like to add that I also believe they were looking for and thought I had some or all of the crooked Hillary Clinton 33,000 emails that were deleted, acid wash and phones hammered after the receipt of a full congressional subpoena. Additionally, they perhaps wanted any information on the non-collusion Mueller report. And he said Mueller three times. So think about what he said here. There's a couple key phrases, the biggest and Mueller, Mueller, Mueller. So if we go back to post 1999, this is August 30th, 2018, just past a four-year delta. It says, spooks are spooked. Clowns inserted last year. Operation failed. Expect another big coordinated wave, number three, of attacks by fake news. Now down below, it says, those who are attacked the most are the biggest threat. Post 3473, this is July 24, 2019. Down below, it says, Mueller, in brackets, all caps, Uranium One. Mueller, again, Brax, all caps, Epstein, Berry, and cover up. Mueller, all caps, brackets, plot to remove duly elected POTUS. Down below, it says, biggest scandal in American history, treason. 2019, year of the boomerang. Then we have post 3186. This is March 25th, 2019. When the constant barrage of fake news attacks fail, those who are the biggest threats, nothing to see here. So you can see they're using information just like a criminal running down the street, and they're firing and firing and firing because they're running for their lives. They know that Trump is coming after them. Stormy Patriot Joe breaks down what is happening with the Time magazine cover and what Dan Scavino put out a couple days ago about a door with the number 45 on there. And he says, follow along to see the crumbs on full control of the FBI raid. Number one, prior to the raid, Dan Scavino posts the number 45 on a door. Number two, the raid pics show this Time magazine cover. Three, what's the cover say? Knock, knock. That's what control before, during, and after looks like. Absolutely. And I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they are completely in control. Because as they keep doing what they're doing, what do you think is going to destroy them? Their own documentation. Everything that they had that they thought, oh, no one will ever see it. This is going to destroy them in the end. Trump knows it. And I think many other people know this. Now, Trump, he put out a couple of truths on True Social, and this is four of them. So let me read it, and it's like a thread. The New York Post, once my favorite newspaper, in defense of Mitch McConnell's weak performance in stopping the ridiculous record-setting spending being done by Democrats, which will ruin our country by not using all the tools in his toolbox, like debt ceiling, doesn't discuss in their recent editorial the advertisements run in Georgia by the Democrats knocking Mitch McConnell's $600 limit versus $2,000 by the radical left Dems. McConnell lost those two seats, not Donald Trump. If anything, the New York Post editorial board, whatever happened to them, should be talking about the brand new revelation of the fired Trump-hating special agent in charge of the horrendous and unnecessary Mar-a-Lago break-in. Also, this was the same horrible person who was in charge of the virtually non-existent 2020 presidential election investigation, but we found plenty, even without him. Ooh, we found plenty of fraud in the election. The fact is that the FBI told Facebook the laptop from hell was Russian disinformation when they knew very well that it was not. This fake statement alone changed the outcome of the election by millions of votes, and it was by no means the only corruption which took place. Sadly, the media in our country is so afraid of being sued that they never want to mention anything having to do with the corrupt election of 2020. The election was irrefutably compromised, rigged, and stolen. The laptop from hell is just additional proof. Our country is going to hell. So now what? I wonder what's next. I do believe this is all part of Trump's plan, the military's plan. This is irregular warfare. He's leading them down a path. He is in complete and utter control of all of this. He's very calm in all of this. Think about how many times the deep state, the fake news, big tech tried to get him. Did it ever work out? No. Why? Because the facts and the truth always shut down propaganda. When you look at what's happening in Mar-a-Lago, you already know one important thing. Trump has the ability to declassify everything. They already visited his home. They saw the documentation. They know it's declassified. Doesn't matter what the markings are. So if that is true, everything else that they're doing is pure propaganda. But Trump knows this. The DOJ knows this. The FBI knows this. And we're watching the DOJ, the FBI, the puppet masters destroy themselves in the process. Trump, he wants them to keep punching, keep hitting, keep doing what you do best because you're going to destroy yourselves because I have all the leverage. You want to indict me? You want to bring it on? Good, because everything that you did, everything, every single treasonous crime that you committed in this country, where you overthrow the United States government, I have it. I have the documentation. Come get me so we can, so you can force me to give it to you. Force me to put it out into the open. Because when you do this, that information is going to destroy you and people are going to see the facts. Doesn't matter how the news spins it, it makes no difference because these are going to be classified documents that were declassified and these are the facts. It doesn't matter what the news says at this point because now people will see the truth. Just like they're seeing the truth with the border, with Afghanistan, with Ukraine, with the economy and everything else that they're doing. You can see the truth, how they don't want the Constitution, how they're fighting against the Constitution. That's not a real elected leader. Trump has them where he wants them. Like I said just before, these people are running down the street. They're firing information. Holy crap, they're coming after us. What do we do? Keep running. Fire, fire, fire. We'll get them. It's not going to work. They're screwed. The deep state is done. Trump has them. Wait until you see the next move. The Patriots are in control. Listen, everyone. Thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Investment paralysis. There are hundreds of so-called experts predicting Bitcoin will go down to 10,000. And then Bitcoin went up to 31,000 again. It proves one thing. No one knows what they're talking about. My Digital Money is here to give you the facts about the cryptocurrency market. And the fact is that every dip is an opportunity for gains. Billionaires celebrate dips. That's when they go on an investment spree. When Bitcoin dipped to 29,000, it was institutional investors and billionaires that went in. And that's why they are billionaires. Cryptocurrency volatility is as great as its potential. When you're ready to invest in crypto. Currency, My Digital Money is here. Whether you want to open a crypto IRA or trading cash, My Digital Money is a US-based cryptocurrency company that will answer your call, whether it's a forgotten password or a question about coins available. They are there to help. They will not force you to listen to a 10-minute automated message. Call them and they will answer. They are here to help you every step of the ups and downs. Every dip is an opportunity for gains. MyDigitalMoney.com will always be here. MyDigitalMoney.com. Test us. Call them at 833-636-2008. That's 833-636-2008 or go to MyDigitalMoney.com. Let's talk about being prepared. Friends, is inflation wiping you out? Are you cutting back to make ends meet? Food prices are skyrocketing with no end in sight. Same with insane prices at the pump. It's going to get worse all summer long. But you can fight inflation by getting affordable, delicious emergency food that costs far less than store-bought food. You see, this food is freeze-dried and packaged for long-term storage, so it's a whole lot less expensive than fresh or canned food. We recommend My Patriot Supply, America's largest emergency preparedness company. They have an inflation-fighting offer where you can save $250 on their three-month emergency food kit. This is their lowest price in 3 years, so don't pass it up. This is a great way to fight inflation while preparing for food shortages. Your kits ship fast and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to preparewithx22.com. And save $250 on each three-month food kit you need. Do it now. Go to preparewithx22.com. That is preparewithx22.com. Let's talk about our health. There's a secret diet that many celebrities, CEOs, athletes, and 12.9 million other Americans use. It's the keto diet, and it's considered an efficient way to reach weight loss goals, increase energy levels, and enhance mental focus. That's why there's a lot of people switching to this amazing keto powder diet. It helps increase ketone levels in the body without the strict rules associated with the traditional keto diet, so results like boosted metabolism comes a little bit sooner. Increase the level of ketones in your body today with it. Keto with X22.com is notorious for selling out due to their high demand. If you order now, you'll get 51% off, free shipping, and 60-day money-back guarantee. Get yours while you still can by going to keto with X22.com. That is keto with X22.com. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. Noble Gold has just been picked by Consumer Affairs, the rating agency, as the overall number one gold IRA company in the U.S. Talk to the team today if you're thinking about precious metals. And if you're quick, they're giving away an incredible 1/10th ounce American Gold Eagle proof coin with every qualifying IRA or 401k rollover. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold. Call the team now at 877-646-5347. That's 877-646-5347. Or go to NobleGoldInvestments.com. Let's talk about our health. History is being made. Thanks to a new study, there is strong evidence to suggest Collagen is one of the best supplements in the world to help reduce the appearance of skin aging. Researchers found that the supplement helped improve the skin elasticity and hydration of over 1,100 people. That's why I've been using it. Other products do not contain the same level of the five critically important types of collagen for bright, even, and younger skin like my favorite collagen does. It combines the right types and the right amount of collagen your skin needs to help rejuvenate its elasticity. Unlock the secret to healthy aging with this amazing powder. Healthwithx22.com is notorious for selling out due to their high demand. If you order now, you'll get 51% off, free shipping, and 60-day money-back guarantee. Get yours while you still can by going to healthwithx22.com. That is healthwithx22.com.